Director Robert Rodriguez made his independent film debut in 1992 at the Toronto Film Festival with El Mariachi. Earlier that same year, a director named Quentin Tarantino had made his debut at the Sundance Film Festival with a movie called Reservoir Dogs. Since then, Rodriguez has gone on to make Desperado, and Tarantino has gone on to superstardom with Pulp Fiction. But they've also been working together, first in the anthology film Four Rooms, and now in the number one hit in the country, Dusk Till Dawn, which Tarantino wrote and Rodriguez directed. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to take a look.
In some ways, From Dusk Till Dawn does what a successful children's film does. It reaches its target audience, but it also goes over the kids' heads to give the grown-ups some amusement, too. This movie's target audience appears to be boys in their late teens and early 20s, but there's a little bit of Tarantino wit thrown in to placate more sophisticated viewers, 30-year-olds, say, or women. Tarantino wrote the script back in his days as a video store clerk. And the first half, in which the action takes a backseat to the dialogue, is surprisingly entertaining. George Clooney, the heartthrob of TV's ER, and Tarantino himself play the evil Gecko brothers. They're career criminals who have robbed a bank and are on their way to Mexico, killing as they go. Tarantino has never been much of an actor, but he gives an unusually nuanced performance here. He plays the psycho as a newly empowered nerd, and for once his pointy-chinned face seems utterly right on screen. Watching him, I suddenly knew what the offspring of James Carville and Mary Matlin might wind up looking like. Clooney, meanwhile, turns out to be the real thing, a movie star. He doesn't merely enter the frame, he occupies it. And like Clint Eastwood or even Clark Gable, he can seem at once embracing and excitingly dangerous. As he and his brother head for the border, they hijack a motorhome belonging to a lapsed preacher, played by Harvey Keitel, and his two children. When the Gecko boys get to Mexico, they're supposed to meet an accomplice at a certain bar, but the accomplice won't arrive until dawn, which means everyone has to spend the night at the bar. It's a pretty tough bar, which would be fine with Clooney and Tarantino, except halfway through the evening, the tough guys inside reveal their true identities. It turns out they're all murderous vampires, and if they bite you, you turn into one too. As the movie veers into its second half, it goes completely haywire. Or rather, it turns into the kind of spectacle only an 18-year-old boy could love. Lots of arms and legs coming off, lots of blood, lots of morphing, and lots of karate. For the grown-ups among us, Tarantino has patched together a phony theological subplot. Since vampires have always been afraid of all things Christian, crosses for instance, will Harvey Keitel regain enough of his faith to prove effective against them? And when Keitel himself gets bitten and knows he will turn into a vampire, will his son and daughter do what they have to do?
I'm going to ask you two again. Then I want you to swear to God that you'll kill me. If you don't, I'm going to just kill myself right now. Now, since you need me, I think you better swear. Kate, do you swear to God that when I become one of the undead, you'll kill me? I don't have much time, so I'm only giving you the count of five. One, two, three, four!
Okay, alright, I promise I'll do it!
That's Juliet Lewis as Keitel's daughter, and it's funny to see her cast against type as a good girl, while Keitel is cast against type as a mild-mannered man of the cloth. In fact, there's a lot of fun to be had around this movie's edges. The trouble is that what's at its center is aggressively stupid, and because of Rodriguez's Cuisinart editing, very tiring to watch. What's more troubling, though, is what this movie says about some of the new independent filmmakers. Early generations of independents were brought up on books and film classics. Later ones were reared on TV. But filmmakers like Rodriguez often seem to be indulging a straight-to-video mentality. They're not aspiring to imitate Citizen Kane or even Kiss Me Deadly. They want to make kung fu versions of Night of the Living Dead. They want to do mindless trash that's faster, bloodier, and if you'll pardon me, mindlesser. From Dusk Till Dawn isn't awful to sit in a theater and watch. It's just awful to think about after you leave.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. I'm Barbara Bogave, and this is Fresh Air.